Gary Moore was first elected Boone County's judge executive in 1998 and has held the office ever since. Now he faces a challenge in the Republican primary from Boone County Commissioner Chet Hand, who argues the fast-growing county needs new leadership. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Judge Moore joins me in this recorded interview to discuss the race and why he's seeking re-election. Thanks for being here, Judge Moore.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're excited to have you. Boone County has grown enormously since you were first elected judge executive in 1998. What do you see as the greatest benefits of that growth?
Well, the changes in the county have really happened because of our geography. I mean, we are centrally located to the United States. Our region is served by multiple interstates, 42 miles of Ohio River, two Class A railroads, an international airport, and growth happens. I do believe that the growth that's taken place is really around the area of job creation. And it's that job creation and the occupational tax that really drives our budget that allows us to provide quality services and great amenities for our residents. Our county parks have been recognized as the best in Kentucky. Our full-service sheriff's department is state-of-the-art. We have safe communities. We've preserved 58% of Boone County as green space. The list goes on, but that is funded by the revenue created by the occupational tax. It's how we've been able to lower the property tax rate by 24% since I've been in office. Where can you look at government and look at, you know, several terms later and see that the tax rate went down and down substantially? But it's that growth that fueled the revenue to be able to do that.
So what are the biggest challenges that growth has presented, and do you think growth should be limited in any way?
Well, people like to pay attention to projects that are approved, but they don't often look at how many projects we don't approve. And many times a project doesn't even get out of the gate. It's not even presented. If an investor comes in with an idea and it's not a good idea, you know, many times we can share that. Of course, anybody can apply for anything. That's law, and property rights allow that. But many projects do not get through the process and do not get approved. Even when the Planning Commission says that it's okay, we've overturned multiple ones. And I think that's a fact that people need to look at. We want to make sure that any new development adds to our quality of life. Why would you approve a development that's going to detract from the quality of life? There's just no reason to do that. And we've been very disciplined. My opponent and I have never voted differently on development. Planning and zoning items, 100% of the time, we voted the same way. Sometimes together against, sometimes together for, but never different. Matter of fact, out of 1,669 votes since he's been commissioner, there's only 8 times we've differed. Yet now on the campaign trail, seems like a different person.
If you are reelected, how would you manage growth with the needs of longtime Boone County residents in mind?
Well, you like I said before, any new development has to add to our quality of life. The issue of new growth and development is something that people need to realize that if a project is in the city of Florence, the city of Union, or the city of Walton, that decision is made by the mayor and the council. The conversation I had on my way here, someone was not happy with how something developed in the promenade in the Union area and wanted to know about that. And when I shared that that is not a vote that the county commissioners and I have any jurisdiction over, I think a light bulb went off that, oh, we didn't know that you weren't in charge of development everywhere in Boone County. And even when it is in unincorporated Boone County, my vote is no stronger than each of the commissioners. All 4 of us vote, and it takes 3 of the 4 to approve a development or a growth item. I'm 1 of 4 votes. And again, my opponent and I have never voted differently on those. The long-term Boone Countyans, long-time Boone Countyans, something that we often see is a landowner has been committed to preserving their property. And then when that landowner either retires or passes, and it moves down to the next generation, to the heirs, many times that's where we see that land is then subdivided into multiple lots, or maybe instead of 50 acres, maybe it's 5-10 acre tracts. We do see that happen, but property rights allow people to sell their property and to do it accordingly. We just try to make sure that the plans that we have in place try to ensure that those are quality developments and decisions.
How have you worked to manage the infrastructure needs that come with that growth in the county in terms of roads, water lines, parks? How have you balanced all that?
Well, the way that the state routes are designed, and all of our major roads are state routes, they're not county roads. So for the state to, first of all, for us to convince our state reps and our state senators that they need to support a project, many times the data has to be there. You have to look, is the volume there? Are the car counts sufficient? Unfortunately, they do look at crash data and other negatives to make sure that it warrants a major investment. For an example, the rebuild of Pleasant Valley Road from the two-lane road with no sidewalks to what we have today, that project was in the neighborhood of about $50 million. Well, a county budget cannot fund a project such as that. The revenue is just not there. So for this to convince the state legislators and the State Department of Transportation, you got to have the data. So in a real world, you would want to build the road first. But because of this, the data has to be there for the state to make the investment. I've tried to guide the state and lobby for roads to be done. The next one up is Camp Ernst Road. If you look at where the data indicates the next investment should be, it's there. So I convinced the county commissioners to allocate $1 million. We're partnering with the state, who's putting in $1 million. We have hired the engineering firm that'll design that project, and that work is going to be starting in the coming weeks. There will be public meetings giving public input about what kind of road is needed from the two-lane roundabout at Pleasant Valley down to the Cooper campus, and then from there on down to Hathaway Road. It's a very exciting project. I recently was inducted into the Kentucky Transportation Hall of Fame because of my work in getting these projects done and knowing how to advocate for them, creative funding like the $1 million to begin the design. That gives us a seat at the table to make sure that the project is done well, and I'm very proud of that. I know how to get roads built. If people are concerned about infrastructure, look at the evidence that we know how to get that done. I know we're talking a lot about growth and development, but there's a whole lot more to the job of judge executive than just those issues. You are the CEO of the county, the day-to-day manager of almost $80 million in general fund, over 400 employees. I mean, we're managing building inspection, we're managing animal control, funding the jail, funding law enforcement, making sure we've added 10 new deputies in the last 2 years. There's a lot to this job where experience matters. And that is something that really differentiates me from my opponent. It's basically the experience I have and the results we get with safe communities, adding mental health counselors to our sheriff's department to work with citizens that are being impacted by overdoses or crime or other things. A lot more to the job than just planning and zoning and group.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you just another one or two planning type questions. A regional housing study found a need for more affordable housing and smaller starter homes throughout northern Kentucky. What are you doing in Boone County to encourage more of that kind of housing?
Well, that study was done because of my leadership. We continue to hear there are housing shortages and need for more workforce type housing. Many of the businesses are looking for workers and workforce solutions. And we kept hearing about it. So the judge executives, the three of us met, and we decided that before we could really make decisions, we needed the data. Do we have a shortage? And if we have a shortage, what is it? That report was done by Stantec Engineering, a national firm, and they came back with the fact that Northern Kentucky, and it was a multi-county study, it wasn't just Boone, that Northern Kentucky is doing a great job of building 3- and 4-bedroom single-family detached houses, but that's not what's needed. That drives up the cost and the affordability. We need to build more 1-bedroom or 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom type units. Those can be owner-occupied. They don't have to be rental, but they need to be built. So there's a study being done now. For the best solution to affordability, it's probably not going to be in Boone County. It's probably going to be in some of the older communities, the river cities possibly, and it's going to be redevelopment that takes place. There is a housing trust fund that's being rolled out now. And we're going to be partnering with the Catalytic Fund, they have done amazing things in Covington, Newport, Bellevue, Dayton. And we see them as a tool to meeting this. When we build housing there, workforce housing, then the issue of transportation elevates. And our tank system and getting people from home to the jobs is going to be critical. So that's another topic.
Okay. Homelessness is a problem across the region. In the debate that between you and Commissioner Hand at the Boone County Library, Commissioner Hand said he and other commissioners fought to scale back a plan for what he called the Taj Mahal of homeless shelters. Can you talk with us about that plan and how you think the county should be handling homelessness?
Well, we currently contract with Welcome House. When we have cold weather situations where individuals who may be on the street where it would be life-threatening, Welcome House is our partner. And we actually book and we reserve them to find places for them to be safe and out of the weather. There has been discussion about a permanent location for homelessness and some social service programs. And partnering with the city of Florence, there were some ideas that were put together. It was really just a high-level view of what might be built. It was more than dealing with homeless, though. It was also going to provide other services, day-to-day services for reduced lunch, people that maybe are in a home but need other social services. There was also going to be a component of storm sheltering for people that are without a home. It was going to be built near the mobile home park area of the U.S. 25 corridor with safe sheltering components. It did come together as a multifaceted plan, much more than a homeless shelter. Right now, that plan is being reevaluated as to, you know, what might be built and the affordability of it. But that's more to come on that. It's being redesigned. But that's what I think he was referring to.
Okay. I know in that same debate, Commissioner Hand criticized the county's comprehensive plan a few times, questioned whether the county's following the plan. He referenced hotels along the county's Frogtown connector, despite that type of development being prohibited. How do you respond to that?
Well, his votes are as powerful as mine, and they've never been different. Again, I serve with Commissioner Hand. And when he shows up at the meetings, we vote the same way. Candidate Hand criticizes what the fiscal court's done, but that's himself. That's been quite a struggle and very frustrating along the campaign trail. It does appeal to voters to say it. And many times during a campaign, people say things. But I think actions are stronger than words. And he's just not voted that way. The comprehensive plan is a guide, it's a map, but each development, each proposal that comes before us or the city of Florence, city of Union, or city of Walton needs to be evaluated on its individual merits. And that's what we've done. And it's always served us well. Boone County is the county that others are trying to emulate. You ask counties around Kentucky, Boone County is the leader. We lead in quality of life indicators. We have quality services, quality departments, and it doesn't matter really what you look at, whether it's firefighters, which have endorsed me, whether it's law enforcement, Sheriff Hill and the FOP have endorsed me, whether it's Public Works, where we just received some major awards for our Public Works Department. All of those entities recognize Boone County as the best. And my slogan is keeping Boone County great. And that's what we've done, and that's what we want to continue to do. Again, when you get into campaign season, people like to throw darts, but experience matters, and I believe the people will make the right decision.
How do you think Boone County should manage planning conflicts with its neighbors? In that same debate, Commissioner Hand said, hey, Kenton County wants industrial development on the border where Boone County wants to maintain rural character. How do you navigate that?
We can't control what Kenton County does, but we could control what Boone County does. And that's what we've always been able to manage. I do believe in regionalism and working together where you can, but sometimes there will be differences. But land use is one where we control our own destiny, and it's worked for us.
Your campaign, I know, sent out a mailer that went to Boone County residents that criticized Commissioner Hand for a vote related to taxes. Can you talk to us about that? Explain what that's about?
Some of those criticisms have not come from my campaign. They've come from other groups. There was a vote where we reduced the tax rate by about 8% in a particular vote, but it also set aside funding to create an infrastructure fund to be able to address rural roads, water lines in unserved areas, and to fund the infrastructure. Commissioner Hand voted against that. The Commissioner Flagg, Commissioner Brewer, and I felt like reducing the taxes were important, but also putting some money into the infrastructure fund to keep up with things that we've already talked about today. Infrastructure is important, and we're able to do both. There was never a motion for a lower tax rate. In his information, he keeps talking about he supported something differently. There wasn't anything different. There wasn't a motion or a vote. And we've been scratching our heads trying to figure out what he's referencing, because there wasn't anything. The one motion to reduce taxes and fund the infrastructure passed 3-1 with him voting against it.
I know one of the things that comes up for Boone County residents sometimes, and for people who work in Boone County or travel through there, can be traffic. So what do you think is the big solution to those traffic problems that occur in Boone County from time to time?
Well, I've referenced our sheriff's department so many times, but the patrol division, they're outstanding at what they do. One of the projects that's taken place now where we're partnering with City of Florence is a new technology of smart signals. It's a project where high-speed fiber and technology will be incorporated into the corridor. It's along U.S. 42 from Pleasant Valley area up over the interstate and toward Ewing Boulevard. It will, with signals, with cameras, and with automation, be able to control the flow of the corridor without disturbing businesses by trying to widen the road or add lanes, things of that nature. It's much more cost efficient, and it's less disruptive to the community as a whole. I think that is one of the exciting things in the future when it comes to technology and traffic and congestion. That project is slated to go to bid and construction later this year.
You noted during that April debate, and you mentioned it earlier, that you and Commissioner Hand have mostly voted the same. There's been just a small number of votes where you all have voted differently. So what is your message to voters for why they should choose you and not him?
It's really simple. It's experience and performance. I've proven that you can lower tax rates on your property owners while you fully fund services. And again, Boone's the best. We've made it that way. And we've done it while being fiscally responsible. We have zero debt in Boone County. We have clean audits every year. You read about cities and counties that, you know, where there's missing funds and corruption, and not in Boone County. Clean audits, no debt, reduced property tax rates, yet fully funded community assets and investments. And it's an exciting time. The plan is in place to complete the rest of the rural water program with fire protection over the next 3 years. That's one of the main reasons I'm running. I want to see that commitment delivered and that project seen through. In addition to that, just many of the other things we want to do. Camp Ernst Road was one I mentioned. I really want to see that designed properly, not over-designed, but designed. We see that being a project that can have the aesthetics, especially as we get near Central Park and the Boone County Arboretum. We'd love to see the Arboretum on full display as part of the road project, where we can landscape medians and intersections and really have that as marketing to come on into the Arboretum and see the amazing thing we've got. We want to continue to protect our ag land and our rural areas. 58% of Boone still that way. So, that's why I'm running. That's why I'm seeking another term. I believe the people appreciate the community they have. The people, you mentioned growth before. Why do people choose to move to Boone County? And I mentioned this in the debate. My opponent and three generations of his family, the four generations of Hands, he puts on his flyers, four generations in Boone County. Well, it's not 100 years or 100. All four generations moved here in 2016, 2017. Why did they choose Boone County? They chose Boone County because of what I've been talking about quality. And I view that as support. They could have moved anywhere. And I think that's true with the other people that have chosen Boone County. We've got a great community. We've proven we know how to do this. Experience matters. And that's why I'm asking for people's vote on May 19th.
Well, I've been talking with Boone County Judge Executive Gary Moore. Thanks so much for your time today, Judge Moore.
Thank you.
Up next, analysis of the race. This is Cincinnati Edition. We just heard from incumbent Boone County Judge Executive Gary Moore. His challenger, Boone County Commissioner Chet Hand, agreed to record an interview with us but canceled because of illness. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to tell us more about Chet Hand and provide analysis and fact-checking for this race are Link NKY reporter Kenton Hornbeck and Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Jolene Almendarez. Welcome back, Jolene and Kenton.
Good to be back.
Yeah, thank you for having us today, Lucy.
Grateful that you're both here. Kenton, we haven't been able to reschedule yet with Chet Hand. Not sure that's going to happen. So tell us about him. Who is he? How long has he been a Boone County commissioner?
Right. So Chet Hand was elected in 2022. He unseated incumbent Boone County Commissioner Charles Kenner. And from there, he's been kind of a local firebrand, if you will. He's very outspoken. He kind of typically challenges Gary Moore sometimes in the Boone County Fiscal Court, and they butt heads occasionally. And that has manifested in this big primary race, which is kind of taking over Boone County right now.
Yeah. Jolene, tell us more about how he's kind of made his mark as commissioner. What have been his major points of difference with the incumbent Judge Executive Gary Moore?
Right. So I think the best way to answer that is to let listeners know that both of these candidates sort of represent two different arms of the party. I don't think they would describe it as that. In fact, Chet Hand has told me, like, no, there are not two different arms of the party. There's the conservative Republican arm, which I represent. And then there's Gary Moore, who is not a true conservative, a true Republican, right? So, and I think Gary Moore represents more of what you'd call, I guess you'd call them establishment Republicans, mm-hmm. although there's a little bit of a tinge to that these days, I think. But really, it's the Republican Party pre-President Donald Trump is the way I describe it. And so when Gary Moore is at commission meetings and he's voting, he often votes alongside most of the other commissioners. But the thing is, it's really about the conversation that he brings to the table. It's about the pushback that he brings to the table a little bit more than every single vote that's taken. And for Chet Hand, he's against things like the county paying for electric vehicle chargers. He's against things like having zoning exceptions in areas where they said they wouldn't have that anymore. And so there's just two really different styles of leadership there.
Anything you want to add to that, Kent?
No, I think Jolene's spot on with that analysis. It's like she said, it's really more about the conversation that he brings. They don't vote against each other very often. I believe it's statistically 8 times they voted mm-hmm. in opposition to each other. But really, Chet always forwards the conversation. And sometimes it can get a little ideological. Gary, first elected in 1998, he's got a very long-standing history of governing Boone County. And with that, he's very plugged in to, like she was saying, the political establishment there. And in many ways, he kind of represents that old style mm-hmm. pre-Trump political establishment. And he's had to kind of mold himself into kind of a more, not a Trumpy figure, but change his stripes for the Trump era to survive politically, essentially.
And he has done that. I mean, mm-hmm. to be clear, Gary Moore is a Trump supporter. He calls himself yes. MAGA. So that is all very true. But we have all seen the political sphere change since President Trump took office. And there's sort of been this sort of louder red hat wearing part of the Republican Party. And that's what we're really looking at the race here.
Well, Jolene, Chet Hand had a big impact when he was chairman of the Boone County Republican Party a while ago. Tell us about that.
Right. So when he was with the head of the Republican Party, there was some turnover within the party. And some of the more establishment folks like Gary Moore, and this isn't exclusive to Boone County, I want to say. This also happened in Campbell County. This yeah. also happened in Kenton County, where some of the folks who'd been very active in the party sort of stepped away. They are not necessarily fans of the sharp-witted social media posts and like, oh, that's a burn man sort of style of leadership. And so it really opened up the slots for other people to sort of come in and start to make their mark on the party and help lead its direction. And so I would say that's probably one of the biggest takeaways I saw when he became head of the party or head of the committee. And so I will say this, though, those meetings are closed to reporters. Mm-hmm. So they don't let reporters in there. People may come out and sort of whisper things at us. But we actually don't know what it is to actually be in those meetings and hear some of these conversations take place, just to be totally clear on that.
Sure. Weren't there some incumbent state lawmakers, though, who were challenged in primaries and kind of ousted yep. during the Chet Hand era with the party?
Yes. So he was also, I think I wrote an article, I called it his secret sauce to getting folks elected. This was back, so T.J. Roberts beat out Ed Massey, Steve Doan beat out Sal Santoro, I believe it was, and oh my gosh, there was another one. Can you help me with that one, Kenton?
There's just been a few. Yeah.
There's been several. Yeah. There's been several who are ousted. Oh, I mixed it up. Actually, I believe Steve Doan beat out Adam Koenig, come to think of it. But Sal Santoro was also ousted in that election a few years ago. And this all happened at the same time. There was mm-hmm. these new people who became members of the State House, plus there was new leadership within the Boone County Republican Committee. So the party today looks a lot different than it did just 2 years ago, just 4 years ago. I mean, it's a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
And I'd like to add, I think Chet's impact is really, he's kind of molded the party into a more ideological, activist-driven type of organization rather than a, you know, kind of what we'd understand as a traditional county Republican party. I think Chet is, his impact is very grassroots. He's very on the ground. He goes around the county, campaigns hard. And I think he's turned the party into more of an ideological type project for himself and his supporters and surrogates and whatnot.
Yeah. And the fascinating part about that, so sorry, I forgot, I kind of drifted away from this, but I mentioned that I talked to him before about what his secret sauce is. And he told me on the record, well, this really started after Joe Biden was elected and I sat down with friends at dinner. I think he says it was three or four people. And they said, we've got to change things with the local party and with the regional government. And so it started from there. And then I said, well, then what next? And he goes, well, it's not a secret. We just went door knocking. We talked to our friends. We talked to people in churches. We had small little groups of people come and talk about things that they want to see different in the state or the very local county level. And so that secret sauce is really just hosting community and having space to have these conversations. So it was really interesting to hear that come from him about how this, like you were saying, getting this grassroots movement sort of took over the Republican Party in Boone County in a lot of ways.
Well, we are talking about the Republican primary election for Boone County Judge Executive. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. We did get a question from Glenn. Glenn said, I was wondering if you could speak to how Gary Moore would treat immigration in the county differently than Commissioner Hand. Currently, the Boone County Detention Center is almost 50% ICE detainees, and it's pushing out, making less room for local prisoners. I don't know if that figure sounds right to either one of you, if you've reported on how many ICE detainees are in Boone County, but do either of you have thoughts about that?
So I've been in the Boone County jail previously at a different job, not a reporter position, but I will say that, yes, there are a lot of ICE detainees in the Boone County jail. I've seen it firsthand. I would say Gary would treat the immigration issue more. I think Chet is going to be very much more outspoken and adversarial against immigration issues. I think that's a line in the sand he'd like to draw, where I think Gary would treat it more as a he'd like to keep it more in the background. I don't think he'd want to confront it as much publicly. There's been a group that visits the Boone County Fiscal Court, and they've been speaking pretty frequently there over the past couple months, where he's been calling on the fiscal court to essentially address what's been going on in the facilities from their perspective. The fiscal court rather, issued a statement back kind of explaining their contract with the U.S. Marshals, the Boone County Jail contract. So I think he would treat it kind of as it has been treated over the past 10, 20 years, whenever those contracts were first signed.
And kind of more like quietly cooperating?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And along those lines, I think it's interesting to note that while people may have a lot to say about immigration, and Chet Hand has certainly been outspoken, that your local folks aren't necessarily the people who are driving immigration enforcement. They're not there's not Boone County Sheriff's Departments or anyone from the jailer's department going out and making these kinds of arrests. That's coming from a federal level. And Boone County, actually, of all the counties in Northern Kentucky, has had the longest contract. Like you were saying, Kitten, they have the U.S. Marshals contract. Everyone else has the newer one. I may butcher this. Is it the 274 or the
287?
287.
Yeah. That's the one that Kenton County, Campbell County, that's the one they have up in just north of Cincinnati. But the Boone County Sheriff's Department has had that contract for a really, really long time. And so as far as what difference an actual Republican chair would make on this, I don't know that it gets very different. There's not too much more that can be changed when it comes to immigration. And I don't mean to push it off, but in a lot of ways, it's just such a federally driven issue.
Yeah. Well, Jolene, you mentioned social media posts earlier, and I want to talk about this. Chet Hand made a Facebook post after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and his post said, quote, "Democrats are the party of political violence, intolerance, hate, anger, and evil. They are the party of insanity, demonic possession, and radical extremism. They represent Satan's spawn on earth, and their rhetoric over the years has stoked a proliferation of incidents like this." End quote. And here is some of how Chet Hand explained that post when WCPO asked him about it.
We have broad First Amendment rights to say quite a bit, whatever we feel is necessary to get our campaign over the finish line in terms of our campaign. No, I don't believe that Democrats are 100% evil, and that's not what I said. I said the party represents the party of evil. What I said was truth, and I believe objective truth exists, and I believe that objective good and objective evil exist.
Have either of you talked to him specifically about that post? And I'm wondering about what he told you and also how Judge Moore has responded to this.
So Chet Hand stands 10 toes down on that statement. He has told me basically exactly what he told WCPO, and Kenton, you're nodding because I'm sure he's told you the same, which is just that, yes, that's what he said and he meant it. But he did clarify with me. He said, could I have found another way to say it? Yes, it was a kind of an emotional, trying time. And he was like, and I don't mean every Democrat is sin, spawn, or evil. He, again, like he said in that CPO segment, it's the party in general, not individuals. He went on to say, and I don't know why this just sounds kind of funny to me. He was like, you know, I have Democrat friends and Democrat coworkers, and I don't think those people are here being evil Satan spawns. It's really just about the party in general.
Yeah.
And I really think from Gary Moore's perspective, there was a big explosive fiscal court meeting in the wake of Chet's comments. So Gary Moore, I think, throughout the meeting really emphasized stability, professionalism, experience. He wanted to contrast himself because he knew about the, you know, the primary with Hand's kind of more explosive style. So throughout that meeting, he just kind of regulated, you know, commenters and everything like that to keep it on track, but not get anything too controversial out there. And I think a lot of people were very upset in Boone County, specifically members of the Boone County Democratic Party, who took those comments very personally.
And I think that is the difference between the two candidates, the way you describe that. Because when I talked to Gary Moore about those comments, he told me, like, the judge executive should not be doing that, that it can alienate people, and that the judge executive, when it comes to filling potholes and tax rates and zoning, that being a Republican or a Democrat doesn't matter. And so Gary Moore was very much like, that is not something that should be said by a local leader. And I think that's just like the shining example of how these are two different kinds of people.
And what's the phrase, all national politics are local now? I think this kind of example is how Trump's influence has permeated down into the local political level.
Yeah. But there are a good number of Democrats in Boone County. I think the last one I looked, it was like 28% of registered voters are Democrats. So it's a quest. I guess that's part of where these questions come from. Well, we will continue our conversation after a short break. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WBXU. I'm Lucy May. We're back with our conversation about the heated Republican primary for Boone County Judge Executive. My guests are Cincinnati Enquirer reporter Jolene Almendarez and Link NKY reporter Kenton Hornbeck. You can join the conversation. Call 513-419-7100 or you can email talk@wvxu.org. I want to talk a little bit more about the campaign dynamic. Jolene, in our interview that we heard earlier, Judge Moore said Commissioner Hand's campaign literature references four generations of family in Boone County, but the Hand family hasn't lived in Boone County for generations. How long has Chet Hand lived in Boone County?
Roughly a decade. So Chet Hand is from Alaska, and he's lived in a few different places in Alaska. Funny fact, we went to the same university for a while at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. But he moved here, and then he told me that several of his family members came here. I know for sure his parents moved here. I know he has siblings who moved here. He has relatives who's come to the area as well. And he's told me in the past that that is primarily due to he has a very strong Catholic faith. And of course, the greater Cincinnati area is sort of the Mecca for those with a very strong Catholic faith. And so he really points to that and the fact that his family have come here. So I think that while four generations, that may be right, but not sequentially, they weren't here for four generations, but there may be four generations living here now.
Yeah. He's also campaigned on being a lifelong Republican. What did his voter registration show about that?
So those Alaska voter records showed that at times he was part of the Alaska Constitution Party. There was also times when he was registered as a Republican, times when he was undecided. But I think all of those, like, a lot of people don't vote in primaries. And in some states, you have to be registered. Like in Kentucky, you have to be registered with a party in order to vote in the primary. That's not the truth in all places. I'm from San Antonio, and you can kind of just select a ballot once you get to the polls. And so it really just depends on where you live that makes a difference. And he said to me when I talked to him about that, he said, I didn't say I've always been a registered Republican. I said I've always been a Republican. And that was sort of his response to that kind of pushback. Mm-hmm. But he's never been registered as like a Democrat or liberal mm-hmm. sort of mm-hmm. person.
Yeah. Jolene, I want to come back to the strong Catholic faith. Did he talk to you about any specifics of his beliefs associated with his religion? I don't know if either of you have talked to him about that.
I know he's very anti-abortion. I think that comes through in his rhetoric historically. I know his church, I believe, is based out of Walton, Kentucky. Now, this could be incorrect, so I don't want to share it if it's not, but I believe it's not recognized by the Diocese of Covington. So they're very kind of segregated out there in Walton. I know they have a very strong community where people come from all over the country to go to this specific church. Mm-hmm. And I know they have very traditional views.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And also, I know that Chet Han was at the first Boone County Pride event with some folks. It's very clear he was not protesting. He said that folks showed up and they did rosary prayers outside of the event. He's very clear to say that he doesn't like hate anyone or anything like that. This is all just to pray for people. So yes, very much rooted in the very conservative Catholic sphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Do you think these things like how long Commissioner Han's family has lived in Boone County or how long he's been a registered Republican, do you think those kinds of specifics matter to voters? Or is there any question about the language he's used during the campaign and how clear or unclear it has been?
I think it probably depends on the voter. I could tell you as a Kentuckian that authenticity very much matters. People really like to know that you're rooted in the community. And I think Commissioner Han, to his credit, has done a good job of rooting himself in Boone County's community. But when there's certain language being used, we're talking about the four generations thing. While that may be technically true, I think people want to hear that in terms of his family's been here, you know, sequentially through generations. So it could be a kind of a rhetorical sleight of hand, which is what Gary Moore and his campaign has called out. But really, voters are looking for authenticity, ideological consistency, and just true conservative credentials. So it does matter. I think there's been a lot of transplants into Boone County who may not care as much about he's been here for X amount of years, his family's been here for generations, because it's such an economic hub and it's a little bit transient as opposed to what it used to be probably back in the 60s and 70s where those families were rooted there for generations. And I think Gary Moore is more rooted in that kind of past as opposed to what Boone County has kind of become since the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenton, you also reported on an election finance complaint that's been filed against Commissioner Han. Explain that complaint, who filed it, and how Commissioner Han is responding to it.
Yes. So last week, I reported that Boone County resident Phyllis Sparks, who has donated money to Gary Moore's campaign, I just want to put that out there, filed a complaint with the Kentucky Registry of Election Finance. Sparks alleges that Hand has done three different KREF violations. So possible improper in-kind contributions, question about campaign signage. Actually, I'm sure if you all have driven to like Louisville and back, there is a massive Chet Hand sign at the Bavarian landfill in Southern Boone County. So that's those two entities have a connection, but there's been questions about the campaign signage displayed at the landfill and also some campaign finance reporting issues. And that's all alleged. That's really kind of the crux of it. The interesting part is the timing of this, because when I spoke to representatives at KREF, they said the complaint would not be resolved prior to the May 19th primary. So Commissioner Hand told me that he feels like this is a coordinated attack on his character. He strongly refuted all of the claims when I talked to him. And I think that he was pretty upset, but he kind of called it par for the course and kind of the midst of the political battle, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this vote related to property taxes that the Boone County Commission took? I asked Judge Moore about that, about a mailer that went out criticizing Commissioner Hand for his vote. I mistakenly said that mailer came from the Moore campaign. It did not. Explain what that vote was about, Kenton, and what Chet Hand has said.
Wow, this has really taken me back, because I remember reporting on that meeting a way long time ago. So, yes, there was when a campaign mailer criticizing Hand over a fiscal court vote tied to the county property tax rate, and the issue centers around whether county leaders were adequately responsive to taxpayer frustration amid rising, you know, property valuation assessments. We all know that property valuations have exploded over the past however many years. And so Hand has kind of said that he's positioned himself as a more taxpayer-focused, skeptical of, you know, government revenue growth kind of figure. And then Gary and his allies argue the county has remained fiscally responsible, and the mailer oversimplified the vote. But essentially what happened is they voted 3-1 on the property, I believe it was the real property tax rate. There's a difference there. I'm not an expert. You definitely have to talk to Nathan Granger, my colleague, on this. But essentially, Gary and Jesse Brewer, the other commissioner, and Kathy Flagg voted against, or voted for the
reduction.
Rate reduction. Hand voted against it. And Gary has held that up as an example of Hand not being in favor of lowering your property taxes, or as an example of times they've disagreed, and what better issue to raise than property taxes, which are very, you know, polarizing.
Yeah. How has Commissioner Hand explained that vote?
Well, I think he's just kind of tried to, like, again, frame himself as a more taxpayer focused, skeptical of government kind of figure. And I think he's really wanted to differentiate himself on that issue specifically from Judge Moore. So he's said, I don't want to over exacerbate, you know, government taxes.
Okay. Well, I have been talking with Link NKY reporter Kenton Hornbeck and Cincinnati Enquirer reporter Jolene Almendarez. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Kentucky's primary election day is May 19th, and you can find a Kentucky voter guide on our website, wvxu.org. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez-Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.